Hey everybody, welcome to the Fifth Dead Air Podcast. As usual, I am Nine.
And I'm Tim.
And I'm just going to give you all a little heads up right now. I have no idea what Tim's going to talk about. He purposely made it like this, so my reaction will be authentic and genuine, okay?
It's more fun that way.
So God knows what strange, monstrous things will come out of this man's mouth.
Okay, well, I'm going to start a segment on the podcast, which I like to call
Oddities of eBay.
Okay. That was crazy Bill, who lives in our basement, by the way.
Which you can go back to your hole. Go back. Down.
He's gone.
He's gone.
Well, that was lame. Okay.
Yeah, it was. You know, whatever. You've heard, lately, there have been all this crazy shit going on eBay, you know, press and grilled cheese sandwiches that are 10 years old. Well, I was talking to our buddy Sam last night, and he told me about people on eBay who are, they play EverQuest, and they have their characters, which are level 60, and blah, blah, blah. They are selling their characters on eBay.
Now, there was a quick little mention of this by Mr. 1201 in his very first cast, which got cut off, but I have heard about this, and this just proves that people have no lives.
Well, my whole thing with this is, if you're going to buy a game, mm-hmm. wouldn't it be prevalent to play it so you can get to that level rather than cheating and, or well, I wouldn't call it cheating, but buying your way to the level you want to be at?
See, okay, first off, you know, we're the gaming generation. You know, we grew up with video games. I mean, you get a special little, you know, high, you know, you feel good once you've been working on this one character or in this one game and you finally beat it and you finally get to that one place you always wanted to be.
You finally got to level 38 when you couldn't beat the fucking dragon at fucking, you know, 24 and it was just like, man, I can't kick its ass, and now I'm at 38, and I kicked it in one fucking hit, and I have the crystal sword, and yeah, you know?
And you found the silver apple of power.
Okay. But, you know, in my opinion, if you buy a character that's already got all that stuff, it diminishes the point of playing the game.
It diminishes the entertainment of it. I mean, if you buy your character like that, it's basically you just walking around, kicking everything's ass. Where's the challenge in that?
Oh, look, there's a green slime. I'm going to hit it. Wow, I killed it in one hit.
Wow, this is lame.
I would assume it would just get redundant. Because at that point, you're just so maxed up on hit points and
your magic points and all that other
whatever.
Stuff.
Then, you know, it's just there's no point in playing the game because you're just going to kick the crap out of everything.
So is this what you wanted my reaction for?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Well,
I expected a more spectacular reaction out of you, but I guess, you know, what else can I expect?
Well, I've been a little lag in my gaming these last few years, man. The last online game that I picked up was Diablo 2. Great game, but I haven't gone back into it afterwards. I mean, now the games out there make Diablo 2 look like fucking kindergarten games, like World of Warcraft. Or, I hate EverQuest, but EverQuest Online. City of Heroes, which is a great one, too. And, you know, I'm looking at all these games, and I'm looking at my wallet, and I'm like, I should have fucking saved my money when I had it. I'm broke, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and what's with, like, the subscription fees for all these fucking games? It's like,
oh, yeah, like, some games, like, I remember when we actually bought EverQuest. And then sold it a week later?
Yeah, you know, that's a bad idea because we beta tested it. And it was crappy when I beta tested it. And when we got it, it was just still crappy. They hadn't fixed anything I had emailed them about. And it was just the same piece of crap it was when I beta tested it.
And, you know, we got the game card, which cost like $5-$10. We got the subscription. We played it. Hated it.
Yeah, we played it for about a week, and I'm like,
not even a week. It was like on and off for like 3 days. Total amount of time we spent on it was like 3 hours, and we just turned that crap off. We sold it the very minute when we realized that we spent close to $60 to $70 on this
piece of crap.
Pity us, ladies and gentlemen. We want all your pity. Okay, so there's something I wanted to touch on.
Okay.
I was going through openpodcast.org. This is basically now my personal radio station. I listen to it all the time now. And I've
and
been
it's not just because we're on it.
No, it's not just because we're on it. I mean,
we don't sit there and click on our podcast over and over to listen to our own voices.
We hate our own voices, okay? So that should tell you something right there by itself. But I noticed that certain podcasts are already well off. For example, Mr. Shark Attack or The Bitterest Pill have been using openpodcast.org as its personal shitter and shoving advertisements down our throat. I mean,
we like The Bitterest Pill. I mean, we listened to it for the first time yesterday, and so we saw it on here, and we were like, "Whoa, what the hell is he doing on here?" And we clicked on it. It's just a fucking advertisement.
I mean, I can understand that you're looking for new ways to, you know, promote your site and all.
But
that.
He's already number two on fucking Podcast Alley.
Well, that's the one we checked yesterday, but. You know, I'll get into Podcast Alley in a little bit, but, you know, openpodcast.org is for the little guys, man.
Yeah, seriously, I mean, I don't want to see advertisements on here for fucking Don and Drew.
I still don't get the appeal of that show.
Yeah, well, neither do I, but...
Okay, and lastly, we were talking, we were browsing through Podcast Alley yesterday, and we were listening to some of the shows... And it's really cutthroat over there.
It is, and I have the opinion that I don't believe that podcasting should be cutthroat. But when you're getting into a rating system, everyone wants to be number one. And the fact is A, you're not getting paid for it, so it doesn't necessarily matter if you're number one. And B, if you love what you're doing, it shouldn't really matter. As long as you have listeners and, you know, people listen and you get good feedback, that should be all that...
Matters,
but of course the world doesn't work that way.
We're competitive by nature, man. So, you know, introducing a rating system is not exactly the best way to get... excuse me. It's not the best way to, you know, get the feedback that you want, because you're going to get, like, hate mail from other people's shows. Or you're gonna
get hate mail.
We love hate mail. If you hate the show, send it to us. We'll read it on there. But... You know, it's the hate mail. There's just going to be people, like, fucking with other people's shows. I mean, the whole point, I think, of podcasting is just so that we all can have a good time talking about what's on our minds, talking about, you know, the world around us as seen through our eyes. And it's not supposed to be a little competition.
It's not kill or be killed, man. It's not the way I think it should be. And it's turning out to be that way, and when I saw that, it was very disappointing to me.
Yep, well, lots of things can be twisted, Tim. That's the way of the world.
I think it was since podcast was in Wired.
Yeah, I have the magazine, by the way. I read through the article. I mean, it was all... The article is pretty much Adam Curry this and Adam Curry that. I mean, I understand he came up with the concept, but podcasting has moved away from Adam Curry and has moved towards
the individual.
So,
what folks, time is it? What are we on?
We're on 8.5 minutes. Great. So, you know what? We're going to end the podcast right now.
Yeah, we tried to strive to...
Limit it.
To limit it.
But, you know, today we had a lot to talk about.
So, like I always said, people, feedback is essential.
So
send us an email at
deadair@nuclearblender.com or
throw us a voicemail at 12063FUCKER. That's 12063FUCKER.
And check out our website at www.deadaircrew.com.
I wanted to mention this. If you're too shy to send an email or a voicemail.
Yes.
PayPal us a nickel. I mean, I'm using a nickel because it's the lowest denomination of money I can think of.
Penny.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's a nice round number.
Penny.
And whatever, a penny. Let us know you're listening. If you're too, you know, lazy or shy to write, PayPal us a nickel. It's not like I need a goddamn nickel. I have 20 nickels on my mantle over here. So, you know, go to our site, leave us a guestbook entry, send us an email, voicemail, or PayPal me a nickel.
So, Tim.
Traditionally, at the end of our live Shoutcast stream, we say fuck you. And I decided, what the hell, we might as well do it for this too.
So, this is the Dead Air Podcast crew saying,
fuck
you. Oh, I'm sorry, were we supposed to say that in unison?
Yes.
Okay. Fuck you.